take a look at this Republican primary stuff and polling. A couple new polls out today, yesterday, the day before. The Kaplan poll, the Harris-Harvard poll. That one's a really good one. Donald Trump has a big lead, but Vivek Ramaswamy is moving into second place. I find that very interesting, and I need some wisdom from my pal Joe Concha, who's a columnist at The Messenger. He's also a Fox News contributor, and he's written a terrific book that's still out there. Come on, man. The Truth About Biden's No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Presidency and How to Return America to Greatness. Boy, we need that very much. Joe Concha, welcome. Thanks for doing this. I was interested. Trump still has about a 35 to 40 point lead, but Vivek Ramaswamy has now moved into second place around, I don't know, I'll call it 12%, tied with Governor Ron DeSantis. And then there's the rest of the field. Christie, Tim Scott, Mike Pence, they're all around 4 or 5%. Nikki Haley, even less, 3%. What's your take on the Vivek Ramaswamy thing, Joe?
He's flawless during his public speaking events, during interviews. He's prepared. He's intelligent. He's fearless. He's a guy who you know you're not getting a phony, I'm telling you what you want to hear kind of sermon. He believes everything that he says. Obviously young, right? 37 years old, I believe. And all I know is I was down in Florida. I was at the Breakers. It was a Freedom Works event, you know, Steve Moore's group. And I was supposed to be the appetizer. In other words, they were having dinner, and I was going to go on before dinner, and then Vivek was going to be the keynote. But then he had a scheduling problem where he had to go first because he had to go somewhere, and then I was the guy who had to follow him. And after he spoke, I go, I got to follow that? I'm screwed. It's like following Kudlow. It's like, this is not good. So I was so impressed with him, yeah. And I can very easily see Trump, if he's the nominee and is looking that way more and more, that he chooses Vivek Ramaswamy as his VP. I don't care about age. I think that's exactly the kind of warrior that he's going to want with him.
I know Vivek very well. He's been a guest on our show. I've spoken with him. He spoke at a dinner, a Committee to Unleash Prosperity dinner about a month ago. He does talk, you know, it's interesting to me. He talks about issues, Joe Concha. You know, it's an issues. I mean, he goes through the gamut, you know, free speech, no censorship. Of course, he's anti-woke. He's pro-growth, tax cuts and so forth, deregulation. So I just think there's a lesson there, because I think a lot of these other guys, and frankly that includes DeSantis, have not really run an issues campaign. And I would say even Trump is running an issues campaign. So I think his youthfulness, he's a very smart guy, and he's an issues guy, and he's moving up in the polls. I mean, nobody else is moving up except him.
That's true. And DeSantis is, look, I was on your show many times with Mark Simone, and I was more optimistic about the DeSantis campaign than Mark was, because I thought that, wow, this guy wins by 20 points in Florida, which used to be a toss-up state. He's winning Democratic counties, and he's winning Hispanics, and he's winning suburban women, and he's winning independents. And, you know, this is the national candidate, a guy in his mid-40s, military background, Harvard, Yale, educated. This looks like, on paper, an excellent candidate. And I'm not saying he's run a bad campaign. I just think it's 2016 all over again, where Trump just blots out the sun. He eats up all the media coverage, and it's hard to get noticed. Now, Vivek has gotten noticed in the sense where, okay, yes, he's polling better, but he's still obviously well behind Trump, and he's not going to catch him. But that's the thing. Every time Trump is indicted, every time there's a Trump talk of another arrest, his poll numbers go up. And to your point, then we're not talking about issues anymore. We're talking about Donald Trump and his trial. One's going to start, what, in May of next year, just a couple months before Election Day. And if that gets pushed out, all people are going to be talking about is Trump and deep state. And that's fine. But we're not talking about the things that really are affecting people on a daily basis, which are wages, which are the border, which are education, which is foreign policy, which is crime in American cities, trade, energy independence. I don't hear anything about that. It's just all about the Trump drama. And in the end, that's the best thing for Biden, because we're not talking about his record, which is profoundly horrible, and all the things I just said.
Hmm. I don't see how, I mean, you mentioned this, the judge down in Florida is going to says that the documents, the case on the classified documents, will be brought to court in May of 2024. Well, Joe, by May of 2024, you will have already probably picked the Republican nominee. Now, it looks like Trump at this point. Just to take that, I don't know that. I'm just saying it looks like Trump. By the way, can I just say one more thing about DeSantis? DeSantis was a very good Yale College baseball player. I like that a lot. I just want to put that in there. A baseball player. Okay. It's
so very important. W. Bush, right?
Yes, just like Papa Bush. Anyway, how the hell can you have a trial, you know, when you're moving from primaries to convention? I mean, why not just postpone the thing to after the election? And in fact, why not let the electorate, why not let the voters, in effect, be the jury for this legal case or all these legal cases?
Oh, Larry, you're making too much sense for this world. Of course it should be. No, it should go on. You know, and either you have it in 2 or 3 months. Have it before the primaries or have it after the election. You can't do it right in the middle, because you're right. He clinched, Donald Trump did, in May of 2016, that nomination. So, yeah, it'll probably happen around that time, too, late April, early May. And that's exactly when – so when he clinches and it's supposed to be, all right, now it's off to the general. It's going to be – no, it's off to the courthouse, actually. And you know how the media coverage is going to be around this. Meanwhile, we're hearing more and more Republicans talk about how – Joe Biden may be impeachable now based on these documents and bank records and whistleblower testimony around all these millions of dollars that got into Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's and James Biden, pick your Biden, made a lot of money off of in places like China and Ukraine. And what I always go back to, Larry, and people don't talk about this enough, in 2017, Joe Biden, who didn't do any big public speeches or anything like that, like Bill Clinton did, and got, you know, $100,000 per speech type of thing, somehow off of a vice president's salary and off of a Senate salary, which are good, but not buying a beach house on the beach good, right? They paid nearly $3 million for that house in Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. Where did that money come from? Because he doesn't come from, like, this big wealthy family. So every time people say, oh, no, Joe Biden didn't profit for any of Hunter's deals, well, then tell me where the money for that beach house came from and that other mansion that they have in Delaware. That's your smoking gun right there if you're wondering whether Joe Biden's the big guy or not. Of course he is. How else do you buy that house if you're not?
I mean, that's a huge issue, Joe Concha. A huge issue. I think you're just dead on right. Where did he get that money, having been a senator for all those years and then a vice president? You know, those are jobs that pay $150,000, $200,000 a year. Vice president, maybe a little more. But that's a three. He has a huge place in Wilmington and a huge place in, I think it's Rehoboth on the beach in Delaware, something like that. Where did that money come from? That's a huge, huge question. I'm surprised. I mean, in a way, that simplifies the whole, you know, all the details about Burisma, which we've been talking about today, the new 1023, and China. That just simplifies the question beautifully. Where did he get the money to build these big properties or buy these big properties? It's a huge question.
Yeah, because regular people don't watch the news every day. They're working two jobs, or, you know, they got kids and eight sports like I do, and you're running around. You don't have time to sit down and really absorb things. They hear Burisma. They hear Ukraine. Wait, is that where the war's going on? Wait, Burisma, that's an energy company? Wait, China, Hunter Biden? Oh, Hunter isn't in office. He's not running for anything. Why are we picking on the president's son? Like, regular people kind of, like, look at it. It's hard to understand all of it unless you're paying close attention. So, yeah, I think that's the simple question. Okay, if you buy a multimillion-dollar beach house and another multimillion-dollar house in Wilmington, then, okay, just tell me where the money came from. And no one can answer that question. So, either way, you're going to have a situation where Joe Biden and Donald Trump's legal troubles or impeachment or whatever, pick your poison, that's going to be the focus instead of, again, which I lament completely, it's not an issues-based campaign. That's why one day I would love to see, like, a DeSantis versus Newsom, because then it's like, all right, which state do you want the country to resemble more?
Right.
Do you want Florida and no income tax and low crime, or do you want California with the highest income tax in the country, high crime, high poverty, high homelessness, people moving out of that state more than any other state going to, ding, 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 Florida or Texas, which are red states? If you make it that simple of a choice, then I don't see how the Republican candidate could lose regardless of who it is.
I don't know why DeSantis doesn't talk about that endlessly, because I think you're dead right. Florida versus California, take a look at what's happening. I think, Joe, Sean Hannity, I think he told me this. I was doing Sean, was it last week? Sean was doing town halls, or he had a live audience. I was on for a few minutes. And I think afterwards he said something that he was going to sponsor a debate between those guys. I don't know. You go on Sean's show all the time. I don't know if you heard anything about that. Let me ask you one more thing, Joe Concha. Couple weeks in August, a month, we'll call it a month, they're going to debate, Republicans are going to debate in Milwaukee. Do you think Trump's going to debate? Do you think he should be involved in that debate?
Absolutely. And people say, he's got a big lead. He doesn't have to debate. We're not voting still in this country in the primaries for 6 months. So it's like it's the first or second inning of a ball game. And you're saying, we're up 4-0. We don't have to debate, or an NBA game for that matter. It's the first quarter. I think he needs to earn it. And you don't do the debate because, okay, you want to make sure that people vote for you. Everybody knows who Donald Trump is and what he stands for, right? Good, bad, and ugly. You debate because you're trying to court general election voters, right? Mm-hmm. You're thinking to the general. You're not, don't worry about Ron DeSantis or Vivek on that stage. You're talking about Joe Biden, and you're drawing the differences between you and him, because Donald Trump needs to win back independents, suburban women. He's got to get those voting blocks back, disgruntled Democrats for that matter, right? People like that, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's on that stage, 20 million people are going to be watching on Fox. They watched 24 million watch his first debate in 2016. You go, because you're never going to get a bigger audience than you will that night. And not showing up is not the Trump brand. Donald Trump is a street fighter, right? And he likes to mix it up. And to stay home and say, they're all going to pick on me, I'm sorry. It looks weak. It looks weak because it is weak.
I think you're right. I think you're right, and I think he's going to wind up debating. I think the longer he holds out, you know, does a Hamlet, I think that's just going to, more people will watch when he finally decides to do it. Anyway, Joe Concha is a columnist at The Messenger. He's a Fox News contributor, and his great book, Come On, Man, The Truth About Biden's No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Presidency, and How to Return America to Greatness. Thanks, Joe.